Michael Pihowsky studies the inner lives of gifted and talented children. He's the author of Mellow Out, They Say, If I Only Could. Pihowsky says one hallmark of gifted children is the intensity in which they experience their lives.
They experience their life in many more dimensions with great intensity and sensitivity. They are simply told very often in many different ways, as the title of the book is, mellow out, you know, cool down, yeah. Chill out, you know.
When you talk about their experiencing things more intensely, does it mean that colors are more vivid, that their imagination is more active? What?
That's right. Their mind keeps going all the time, and they have often a hard time shutting it down. So they have to use different strategies for going to sleep, for instance, or just tire themselves out.
Yeah.
And the awareness of what's going around them, what's going in the world, they draw conclusions, they know how to extrapolate, and they can be very frightened by the world situation or what's happening. That's why some parents, for instance, decide that they cannot let their children watch the news.
I wonder, do you have stories of kids that you've worked with?
Yeah, well, that's what I collected in this book. I put together a questionnaire, which was very long. I don't know whether you could get kids to answer questions, you know, 46 open-ended questions today. But they wrote, many of them, very extensive answers. One boy said, often I get bursts of energy that make me twitch or jump as if suddenly shocked with a high dosage of electricity. Then another one said, when I ask, when do you feel the most energy? And he said, it would be easier to tell you when I don't feel the most energy. It's always there.
One of the other things that seems common among these children is that they have very vivid imaginations.
Not only that, but they are capable of actually living in the things that are imagined. And that raises the question of the nature of reality, because even though from brain studies that those people can imagine things vividly, the brain doesn't know the difference between whether it's in the inner reality or in the outer reality.
Does that have any effect on their spiritual nature? Do their spiritual worlds grow at the same pace as their intellectual worlds, their imaginary worlds?
Well, that needs to be studied too. But it is interesting that when we talk about the intensity and sensitivities and the vividness of experience, that because of this, they are able to enter into what looks like a spiritual experience more easily than other children. And that comes from the work that I've been doing in guided imagery based on psychosynthesis, which is a well-developed approach to fostering personal growth, which also involves spiritual growth. And as I have done that with junior high school and high school students in Ohio, some of them had really very interesting, genuine spiritual experiences.
Do you remember any that you could relate to us?
For instance, one of the exercises is to watch in your mind opening of a rosebud. And then when the rosebud opens, looking into the, inside the rosebud and seeing if there is some kind of message for the person. And this girl reported this experience. My heart seemed to glow and beams of light pierced within me. My heart appeared in all its illumination. The beams of light shot out of it, and the heart was the same color as the rose. The heart did not speak to me, but the message was that this is where all my passions and energy arise from. So this description that she gives really is a very real experience of the deeper self, because she's in touch with her heart, and she finds out where all her passion and energy arise from. That's the kind of thing that psychosynthesis is designed for, to lead to these kinds of experiences.
These are the things that I imagine kids would have difficulty sharing.
Yes. They share it only with people they can trust. And trust is not easy to find in this world.
Michael Pihowsky studies the lives of gifted and talented children. He's the author of Mellow Out, They Say, If I only could.